from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Women in Mining Timmins launched this morning. One of its inaugural co-chairs, Hillary Logren, told the gathering that the group aims to empower women in the mining sector and ensure equitable access to growth and leadership.
I should also mention that I am the manager of supply chain at Lakeshore Gold and have been in the mining industry since 2008. So this is about coming together, and I think it's about time.
Provincial Mines Minister George Peary remarked that 47% of the overall workforce is women, but in mining it's only 14%. Good news for campers, especially those whose favorite spot is Kettle Lakes Park. Ontario Parks says it will start welcoming guests tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. The park was closed during the manhunt in that area for accused murderer Lucas McDonald. He was caught on Wednesday and charged with murdering Marcel Toma last month and attempted murder in the shooting of an OPP officer on Wednesday on an island in Nighthawk Lake. The park agency says Kettle Lakes has been deemed safe for the public. By all appearances, says St. Anthony's Cathedral pastor Father John Lemire, the steeple on the church on Fifth Avenue at Pine Street was hit by lightning during yesterday's stormy weather. There's some copper that's peeled back, exposing the wood underneath it. We have a great photo of it on MyTimmonsNow.com. Father Lemire says the extent of the damage is not clear yet, and the church's insurance company has been notified. MPPs are a week into the barbecue circuit, and Ontario's New Democrats are already planning strategy. The NDP says with talk of a possible early election call, the party is gathering in Toronto tomorrow to outline the plan to win at the ballot box. Leader Marit Stiles will be addressing the party's provincial council, MPPs, and other party members. The legislature doesn't resume sitting until mid-October. And Canada could have its next multimillionaire this weekend. OLG says huge lottery jackpots are on the line, including tonight's $55 million Lotto Max draw plus four Max Million prizes. Tomorrow's Lotto 649 is offering the classic $5 million prize plus a $66 million gold ball jackpot. If that isn't won, officials say it will roll to a record high jackpot of $68 million, which is guaranteed next Wednesday. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.